USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has cut his schedule to include Jordan today. Following his trip to Israel, Biden planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. A White House official said Biden will postpone traveling to the country. Biden in a statement said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion at a hospital in Gaza yesterday that killed roughly 500 people. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. The former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is hopeful Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio will soon win the Speaker's gavel. Jordan did not gather enough Republican votes in the first Speaker vote yesterday. Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California went through the same process before he was elected Speaker in January. McCarthy went on to blame a handful of Republicans for, quote, siding with Democrats to grind the government to a halt, end quote. The House has been without a speaker for 2 weeks. Another vote is scheduled for today. The top Republican in the Senate, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, says President Biden needs to get tougher on Iran. While speaking from the Senate floor, McConnell said Biden must prevent Iran from becoming involved in the war between Israel and Hamas. He said there should be no more splitting hairs about whether Iran was directly involved in Hamas attacks on Israel earlier this month, noting Iran has financially backed a Palestinian terrorist group. New Mexico prosecutors plan to recharge actor Alec Baldwin in connection to the deadly shooting on the film set Rust. Prosecutors will present new evidence against Baldwin to a grand jury next month. Prosecutors dismissed the involuntary manslaughter charge against Baldwin earlier this year. The film cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded after Baldwin's prop gun fired a live round. We are USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
A horror movie shown in a Florida elementary school has some parents upset.
Fourth grade parents in a Miami school are upset after a teacher screened the horror movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey for their class. According to CBS News Miami, one mother with twins in the class blamed the incident on a negligent teacher and expressed feeling completely let down by the school. A statement from the head of the school assured parents that they are attending to the students' well-being, with the mental health counselor and principal already meeting with those who raised concerns. I'm John Schaefer.
For the first time since President Nixon was in the White House, the Staten Island Railway is getting new train cars. The five trains that have been in use since 1973 are being replaced. The new cars will have larger doors, displays with service updates, and accessible seating with security cameras. They should be in service by the end of next year. The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, says artificial intelligence will almost certainly cause a financial crisis without government regulation. Gensler told the Financial Times that the challenge is because most regulators target individuals and institutions, not something broad like the use of artificial intelligence. He claims if multiple institutions make decisions based on the same AI models, that could lead to a financial disaster. Today is officially National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
USA News. On demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.